I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless too. OMFG! How are you, Emily?
I'm really good. How are you?
I was great, you know, until you flipped me that article last night, girl.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that one. But I feel like once I read it, everyone should read it. And so it was like mass text, because I've never been more wrong about something. I have often said that toxic shock syndrome is fake.
It's like we thought it was the man keeping us down.
Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know why it would be a fake thing, but I thought it was something maybe that had been phased out.
Right, because we've, you know, I recall we had a conversation where I think it might have been with Vivian Lamoli, I don't know. But we said, you know, have you ever, we know people who have had cancer, we know people who have had diabetes, we know people who've lost their legs in the war. I don't think we know that, but we might, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't know anyone who's had toxic shock syndrome.
Not a one.
So it felt like a fable.
Definitely in our lifetime, it was a fable.
Right.
Until I stumbled upon this article about this poor, sweet young gal living right here in Los Angeles, California. And she, I mean, it wasn't even, there's no sense, there's no rhyme or reason. It's not like she shoved one in there and forgot it for 2 weeks, which is how I would think, you know.
Right. That's the only way to.
You somehow lose a tampon up your hoo-ha and then you have toxic shock.
And it's on you.
Right. But this girl, you know, claiming she did her normal due diligence of changing it every 2 to 3 hours.
Which I gotta say, I'm not that diligent.
And she came down with the shock.
She got the shock.
And lost a leg.
And a bit of a foot.
So what I'm saying is, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Use organic.
Anyway, we have a great guest coming in. In other news, we have a young, hilarious comic coming in. Her name is Natalie Palamides.
Natalie Palamides.
And she is a Powerpuff Girl.
That's cool.
Yeah, like from back in the day, they're rebooting it, and she is one of the voices of the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, I bet she's got a rad voice. Let's bring her in.
Yeah. OMFG!
Natalie, welcome. Thank you so much for
joining us.
Thanks
for having me.
Natalie literally scooted in here on a scooter.
I ride my scooter around town. You know,
like a razor?
I can get to easily. It's a zooter. So bigger wheels. It's an adult scooter, I would say. It has bigger wheels, front brake, back brake, really a wide place to stand. You know, I guess the actual board, very wide. Yeah, it goes over cracks very easily.
Beautiful.
Just gets me around town smoothly. You know, L.A., hard to park, you know.
First of all, your voice, I just need to say, it's phenomenal.
It's adorable. Oh, thanks, guys.
Is
Thank
that
you.
Just what you were born with?
This thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, you know, maybe over the years, you know, being tormented and stuff like that, you know, shapes a person's voice. Not tormented, you know. I was not, like, the coolest kid in school, but, you know, not tormented. But, I mean, I guess, you know what, here's a rough story.
Okay.
When I was younger, I had these pet chickens.
Obviously.
And you're from Pennsylvania, right?
I'm from Pennsylvania, okay. Yeah. And they were getting too big to stay in the house.
They were in the house.
They were in the house, my pet chickens. And my mom said, you know, you got to get rid of these. Let's give them to your friend Nicole. She has a farm. And so
your mom sounds smart.
Reasonable.
Yeah. I'm on the train with your mom.
So we give them to Nicole's, you know, dad or whatever to take care of them on the farm. And then one day I hear in the school, you know, people are whispering and they're like, oh, Natalie's chickens drowned. And I'm like, what?
Terrible sentence.
And they're like all whispering about it, like, hey, heard your chickens drowned. Like it's some like mean gossip or whatever.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. And
heard your chickens drowned.
Yeah.
Just to hear that whisper through the hallways, Natalie's chickens drowned. Hey.
Yeah,
like, I know. That's a crazy thing that's happening.
Like, it was some hilarious thing. It's terrible. My chickens drowned. They left them out, so I guess the pen they had them in was plastic. Uh-huh. And so there was a torrential downpour while they went to the mall.
Oh, and so the thing filled.
And it filled up and they drowned.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Is that why your voice sounds like this?
I think so.
Okay, did that was at the moment?
I think after that it was shot up. You know what? The only reason I know this is because I went to like a voice teacher and she's like, your voice is too nasally. Your voice is too nasally. And I was like, well,
I had voiceover, poor chickens.
So like, this is what, sort of what they like. And she's like, you know why it's like that? It's because you've had like social anxiety.
Okay.
And
you're like, are you my therapist or my speech therapist?
I know. And so she said that like that's why nerds tend to have like a more nasal voice.
Interesting.
That is actually interesting. I didn't know that. But that's, yeah.
So you do say, mama, this voice is bringing me the dollar bills.
I know. Yeah. So.
This voice is what a Powerpuff came. Like, this is a Powerpuff girl.
Exactly. Well, this was before that.
Pre-Powerpuff.
Yeah, this was pre-Powerpuff. So.
I mean, are you crediting her with the coaching that got you to the Powerpuff?
Absolutely not.
Great. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Boom. Wait, Natalie, we've got a question for you.
Sure.
It's very serious.
Yeah. Okay.
Toxic shock syndrome, real or fake?
I think it's 100% real.
You're absolutely right. You do know that.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
I used those cups, the Diva cup.
Shut the
Yes!
You use the Diva cup?
Dude, you have to. Do you use it?
Okay.
I'm 100% done.
I have a story, and it's the only reason why I don't use the Diva cup.
Oh, my God.
Why
oh,
not?
My God.
I went to a hippie college in Portland, Oregon, and the girls would go to the bathroom in the library to wash out their Diva cups
in the
public sink, the public shared library sink. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
With all the – I am –
You're washing out your –
Wait, okay, so I know nothing.
Yeah. So like that she can say blood, we can't. We're like
– So can you walk us – You used it, Emily, ever?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No.
Can you walk us through what?
It's great.
Just when did you always use a Diva cup?
No, just the past couple months. Maybe
Why?
Like 3 months
made the
ago.
Switch.
Did you read the article that Emily sent me?
About toxic shock syndrome.
About the girl who lost her leg?
Well, that's what I saw that recently. I saw that this week.
Oh, my
week.
God.
Diva cup just came out this week, that story. I have chills.
Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just saw it, and I'm so happy I'm using the cup because I'm lazy as.
Right.
You know.
So you're saying that in the past you might have left a teapot up in there for a while.
For a while,
What's
yeah,
a while?
Let's unpack that.
Maybe like...
Go on.
I mean, this might be TMI, but maybe like a day and a half.
Ooh, girl.
Like,
yeah, that's a lot of...
Sometimes you just forget that it's in there.
It's a reality.
I don't know.
It's a reality.
Maybe that might be TMI.
That Natalie is
no,
living.
No, you know what?
That I said
it's,
that.
At least it's not TTS.
At least it's not.
You know?
Yeah, toxic, you know, it's serious.
No, TSS, sorry.
Wait. TSS, yeah.
How long do you put the cup in for?
Dude, you can leave it in for however long until
the cup,
it fills
up. Does the cup overflow it?
Okay, so being my lazy self, it has overflowed.
Okay, wait. I actually need to step back one second.
Yeah.
What material is it made out of? How big is it? Where do you purchase it?
Okay.
Why is it called Diva? If you could just...
I'll be the first to say I don't like the name Diva Cup. I think it sounds like a little too... I'm here to...
Yes, queen.
Yeah, yes, queen. It sounds like maybe a cup for drag queens.
Right.
But so you can get it at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Or I got mine on Amazon. Just basically any...
Did you prime it?
I primed it.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a prime purchase.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
100%. I mean, like, in 2 days.
I need it now.
Yeah.
I need my Diva cup immediately.
Actually, you know what? I selected, the slow shipping. You can get the slower shipping and get the 30 cents or whatever towards videos. So I did that because I knew my period wasn't coming for a couple weeks.
Trying to watch them videos.
Exactly. But, it's made out of, it's about yay big. I'd say maybe a little bit.
You guys showed me about it. Two and a half quarters worth of Diva cup, maybe.
Yeah, maybe half dollar.
Half dollar.
Half dollar
size.
Good reference.
Thank you. Yep. It is rough getting it in there the first time.
What, is it hard plastic?
It is not hard. It's very malleable. I think it's silicone. So you're supposed to bend it in half and shove it up in there. But it suctions in.
Mm-hmm.
So, it pops open when you're putting it in. If you don't shove it up there, it'll pop open in the middle, and then it just goes, you know. It goes,
and you're like, yoink!
And you're like in the middle of it, and then it's all of a sudden like this huge dick that's like just, you know, popped inside of you from no, with no, you know,
just a
no revving up
there
or anything.
Just a dry dick.
Deep
dick. Dry dick, exactly. I mean, out of nowhere. It's like a wizard's dick.
Well, it's actually very interesting because as Deanna knows, I'm a fan of the diaphragm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's very similar because you have to fold it in half and shove you up.
Shove it up.
And it the suction, it's just like.
How far up are you going?
I mean, I don't know with the Diva Cup.
With the Diva Cup, it's not so far.
It isn't.
Yeah, they have a little stem.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, there, so you can pull it out.
And then when you pull it out
hard, and are you getting blood on your hands?
And are you doing it over the toilet bowl so that it can plunk in?
You know what? I try to do it in the shower.
Okay. Smart.
You know, but I have done it over the toilet bowl. And yeah, it has gotten all over my hand.
Oh God! Okay, now.
I've never done.
I had to ask because
no, it's a good question.
I've seen the girls covered in blood. You know, washing this stuff out in the public bathroom.
You guys, when I tell you this is news to me, this is a news flash.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a new sound engineer. Ryan.
Oh, hey Ryan. Almost forgot he's
Poor
over
thing
there. He's so polite.
Is glazed and disturbed, and the struggle is real, and I'm so sorry. This is hello, welcome. I'm Deanna. This is Emily. We have Natalie. I'm so sorry that
I'd
this
shake
is,
your hand, but it's covered
yeah,
in vaginal
I mean,
blood.
I'm so sorry. We're bringing you vaginal blood
once a month.
I'm not grossed out.
Oh,
I did have to Google what that was, though.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good.
Oh, the Diva Cup. There's right, different cups, though. That's a brand. You know, it's like Kleenex is a tissue.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, we should probably take a quick break.
Sure.
Sure.
We'll
be right back.
Cool.
OMFG! Hey, everyone. I want to remind you of a great way you can help support the show and wolfpop.com at the same time, and that is through Amazon. You know Amazon. You love Amazon. And since you hopefully love OMFG too, here's a way that you can love both at the same time. The next time you want to shop at Amazon, don't go to amazon.com. That is for weirdos. Instead, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon. That'll take you to the same Amazon you know and love, and all the prices will be the great Amazon.com prices you know and love. But we'll get a sweet, sweet kickback. So you don't have to pay an extra dime, but OMFG gets credit from Amazon, and it really adds up and keeps us and the engineers and the microphones turned on and everyone really happy. So remember, go to wolfpop.com/Amazon and bookmark that puppy too so that every time you need to buy batteries or a Kindle or a television or cardigan or a last second present for your loved one's birthday, you use our special link and you help us earn cash at the same time. Hooray!
OMFG! All right, we are back with Natalie Palamides. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So we just covered a lot.
We did.
We're gonna now. I wanna know a little bit more about the Powerpuffs. But what I'd really like is to just ask you a couple questions and have you answer as your character.
Oh gosh,
perfect.
So,
in
but
the
first,
voice?
Let's. So you are voicing the reboot,
right?
Your character is Buttercup.
Buttercup, yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about her.
I mean, Buttercup. She's the toughest fighter. She's very independent. Doesn't let the bastards grind her down. You know,
and that's my daily motto.
Yeah, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
She always fights for what's right and what she believes in, even if it's not per se the right thing to believe in. She's very stubborn. Forward-thinking girl.
Great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I love her.
And can you do the voice? Is this comfortable for you?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure if I'm, like, allowed to do it yet since it hasn't been released.
Oh. We're just going to have you answer them as Natalie.
Sure,
which
sure.
is even better. Have you ever taken nudes?
Oh, well, I mean, who hasn't, right? I mean, I hope my mom's not listening. Oh, my gosh. I hope. To God, my mom doesn't hear this. My mom hates everything I do already. I should say that. I mean, she sends me emails constantly that are like, stop doing this, or I'll show you where I'm pulling up.
Is she seeing stuff that's not like online?
She's seeing my videos, and okay. She just hates my videos. My poor mother. Here's
by the way, your videos are hilarious.
They're amazing.
Thank you. You know, she's just looking out for what she thinks best. She's really supportive of me, but doesn't. Here's a text from her.
Can we read it?
Sure. Okay. It's on my Instagram. So
this is something Natalie has Instagrammed out. She says. From her mom. Stop making these terrible videos. I don't want my friends/family to see this.
Oh.
If this continues, I will personally come out and get you. Mom.
Yeah. What video did she see that made that put her pen to paper right there?
This video is called Nate, and I play a dude, but he's a very sensitive dude in it. So he pretends, you know, that he's the top dog man on campus and that he's, you know, fucking bitches left and right. And then... Obviously. You know, his friends pop into the video and they're like, whoa, Nate, dude, you're the coolest. And, you know, you're always getting girls in bed. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's pretty sick. You know, it's like, you know, and then he realizes he's just like a sick person. And there is a moment in the video where they all do a circle jerk.
Oh.
So.
A bukkake, if you will.
A bukkake, yes. And so I put some graphics in the video where there's like. These, you know, hands come down on the dick graphics and jerk them off, and it makes like a ch-ch.
That's a lot for Pennsylvania Ma.
Oh,
and cum shoots at the top.
Yeah
that's a lot for Pennsylvania Ma, who just wanted to, like, get the chickens into a safe place and out the house. Like, she's just trying to, like, she's trying to do right. She's not looking for trouble,
exactly.
You know? She doesn't, like, sure.
Yeah.
So. It is sort of the problem with, like, I mean, you know, my parents aren't really all over the internet.
No, my dad couldn't.
It's
couldn't
like
be
a nice
tried.
Generation divide. You know what I mean? But, like, your mom, how old is she?
Ooh, she's pretty old. I don't know. Like, she's born in 1958. So what does that make her? 57.
Okay. So she's.
Yeah. She's not so old, but she's not really hip with the internet.
Right.
But she found that. Searching your name, that's for sure.
She is. Well, you
Facebook.
Know.
Facebook.
It's my fault. I posted on Facebook.
Don't.
I know. And then.
Well, or you have to unfriend your mom.
Yeah. I feel bad.
Can you, like, just maybe limit what she sees?
Well, I have done that, but she'll see it. Still see
she'll
it come
see
up.
It anyway, through other
in
people
other
or
people's,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know. But.
So, roller skates or rollerblades?
Well.
Scooters.
I'm going to say I like the look of roller skates, but I would go for rollerblades, but actually neither because I broke my wrist rollerblading.
I did too.
Shut the fuck up.
They both
door.
Are raising like
and do you have
Black
this
Pride.
Fake suicide scar here?
Yeah.
So you had to get wrist surgery and –
Oh, my gosh. You know, okay, yours was worse than mine.
A little bit.
Mine was from roller skates, actually, but yours was blade.
Mine
that
was blade.
Probably the difference.
Yeah. A rock got stuck in my wheel, threw me over, and landed right on it.
Hmm.
Yeah. My mom didn't believe me that I broke it until I got home.
My parents didn't believe me either.
Weird.
Until
what?
I was crying all night long, and
Why?
Finally in the morning, my dad took me to the hospital. I don't know.
This is a weird
what is wrong
choice
with parents?
For parents to be like, liar.
Yeah.
But, like,
I mean,
it's
I guess,
a weird move.
Honestly, for me, like, I was a wimp, you know? What I mean,
right.
Like I got like a splinter, and I'd be like, ah! You know, like everything was a tragedy. I cried a lot, so I don't think they knew how bad it was.
Right,
I was the girl who cried wolf.
You know what? I didn't cry when I broke mine, which is probably why I called her, and my wrist was dislocated. You know, it's sort of coming out of the skin almost
okay.
a little
well,
bit.
Yours should have been a no-brainer.
Yeah. Well, I was on the phone with her, and I was like, I think I broke my wrist. She's like, you'd be in a lot more pain. If you broke your wrist, honey. And I was like, okay.
Oh, my God, I love her voice.
I do, too.
Yeah, and, well, that's just me doing it. But
You're like, she actually sounds like, you'd be in a lot more pain.
No, she has some sass. But, and then when I walked inside the house, I was like, here's my wrist. And she's watching Days of Our Lives. And she's like, yeah, you're fine. And I was like, are you serious? Because it was, like, bright purple. And she's like, oh, my God. You know, and then we went.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of app? Mm-hmm. That's happening in your life that maybe we need to know. We know the Instagram and Facebook.
Right.
But is there anything else? Because you're young and you're hip and you got the cute glasses on and a really great shade of like an auburn hair.
Okay.
And you're a powder puff girl. So is there anything? That you'd want to share?
Let's see. Well, I'd say the app that me and my roomies go to is a 7-Eleven app.
Say what?
I
did not know they had one.
They truly do. You can get free stuff on there all the time.
What do you mean free stuff?
Well, free hot dogs, free slushies. They just have coupons on there for – you know, free taquito, whatever.
What are we doing wrong here, Deanna? That we
I
did
know.
Not know this.
Wait, so you just
gotta get on there.
It just
I live
do you
in
have to
walking
accumulate
distance to a 7-Eleven.
Me too. Yeah. What are you doing here? You gotta get the app.
This is crazy.
Are you accumulating points like Starbucks and Coffee Bean, or at least Coffee Bean? I don't know about Starbucks, but are you accumulating points that bring you to the free items?
Well, there's just random coupons for free stuff just on any day. You know, you can get free stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and then every seventh or so, coffee is free.
Boom.
What?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't really get the coffee. That's more my roommate's thing.
Yeah.
He's actually more obsessed with it than I am. But, you know, he's the one who alerts me most. Yo, there's a new coupon on 7-Eleven app. We got to go. And I'll say, okay, you know, free hot dog, whatever.
Now, do you sometimes, like, get things you'd never eat just because it's free?
Well, I definitely go there just because it's free.
Right.
But there's probably nothing that I would never eat.
Okay.
I'm a
You're
big
open.
Eater. Yeah. I love hot dogs.
What is the grossest thing at 7-Eleven to eat?
Oh, gosh. Well, I just think everything's delicious.
Most delicious. Oh, yeah, /most delicious.
I mean, well, I get a hot dog just with everything on it.
Sounds amazing right now.
You know?
I gotta be
honest. I love a hot dog.
It sounds so good.
I mean, you could
There's not a hot dog I won't eat.
Yeah.
What's
gross at 7-Eleven? Everything just looks so good. Maybe like the egg salad. Like I probably wouldn't get anything eggy from there.
Like the plastic container where you have to peel back the plastic thing in the film.
Their hoagies never look good.
No.
Their sandwiches
so
or
that's
their
where
salads.
We cross the line.
Yeah. All their
but
healthy
any
stuff
meat,
looks
It
shitty.
Sounds like any meat product is
oh,
a
yeah.
go.
Taquito, hot dog.
Delicious. Nachos?
Sure.
No problem.
For sure, yeah. I actually made
a video.
What
are you washing things back with, by the way?
Oh, slushy. 100% slushy.
Really?
For sure.
Classic 7-Eleven cuisine.
Why not? The Slurpee, you know?
Sure.
You got to get it, especially when you have a coupon for it.
Are you mixing?
Oh, yeah. Mixed flavors, 100%. I usually go, you know, cherry, blue raspberry root, but then, you know, a couple of my roommates will just put on everything, you know.
Oh, God. I cannot believe people are having slushies. Like, I thought you passed the age of 11. I didn't think you were allowed to have a slushie. I'm judging.
They're carbonated. I mean,
they
are. You told me no judge.
I know. Remember? Remember?
Let me ask you this.
Go
ahead. Like a Coca-Cola? You like a Coca-Cola?
A Coca-Cola is decadent.
A Coca-Cola is decadent. But yes, I would love a sip every now and again.
Okay, so then you get a Coca-Cola slushie. It's like a Coca-Cola.
I always used to do that and put
the
little cherry slushie on top.
Oh, my gosh.
To the nth degree.
It's fizzy. Its ice is even all the way through. You know, you don't get a
– See, here's
– She's making it sound good.
Here's how we know that you are a youth, though, that like – A Coca-Cola is decadent for us.
Yeah.
And for you, the Slurpee is just reality.
Yeah.
I guess so.
And I love this dividing line.
So.
I love that you are enjoying the Slurpee, and I think you should enjoy them until you can not enjoy them anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Emily.
Yeah.
Hey,
just
thanks,
drown,
Emily.
Like, get in a bath of Slurpee for me.
I'm going to do that.
Swim around in it.
Yeah.
Natalie, where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter. At NatDogCatDog, it's a K for cat.
Sure.
I'm on Instagram just as Natalie Palamides.
How do you spell your last name?
Palamides.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a Greek last name, I think. But, you know, my dad would say otherwise.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And when does... by the way, I think I said Powder Puff Girls.
A lot of people do that.
Oops.
When
does the Power Puff Girls, when does it launch?
January 2016.
Where?
Oh, nice.
A Cartoon Network.
Oh, so it's back in its home.
Yes.
The Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
And that was, by the way, I believe the first ever cartoon on the Cartoon Network.
Truly.
I looked it up and saw that, but I could be
wrong. No way. I had no idea.
That and another one were the two they launched with.
You're kidding.
Well, don't hold me to it, but I think
you've done your research.
I believe
awesome.
So.
According to Wikipedia, the most trusted source on the planet.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was groundbreaking,
right? It's a legacy. I mean, it's a great cartoon, especially, you know, girl power. It originated the concept of girl power.
Absolutely.
It's just awesome. Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. So much fun having you here.
Yeah, guys. Thanks for having me. It was so much fun.
And guys, don't be afraid to Google this girl, because her videos and your website. What's your website? That's where I saw your hilarious stuff.
NataliePalamides.com.
And it's her so funny, so good.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Diva Cup,
all the way.
Peace.
Bye.
OMFG.
Well, she's fun.
And, you know, I think that we covered a lot of very important territory today.
Holy shit.
Concerning toxic shock syndrome.
I mean, yeah. I'll say.
And I don't know if organic's the answer, if you have the bacteria inside you. But, girls, let's just be careful. Let's be careful.
And Diva Cup.
Diva Cup it up.
I mean, I mean, interested, disgusted, / intrigued.
May do some Googling later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more information. The section, I'm scared when I put things in, they won't come out, but probably will come out.
What goes up must come down. You can find us at OMFGpod.
I'm Deanna Raphael at Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster. And this is great. What is it?
Oh, this little guy, we need to just shout him out because he's always.
Nick Constantine, we really appreciate your comment we posted a picture of.
We posted a little fuckboy picture, you know, now that I thought that wasn't a thing and then it was a thing. I'm like, that's not real fuckboy. And then we learned it was an actual real thing.
And on Instagram, we posted a picture of Jerry Springer reading the results like he's wont to do. The results are in. You are a fuckboy. And Nick Constantine wrote, this is great. So thank you.
And Nick, you're always commenting and you're always being nice. And I don't think you're from America, but that's okay.
We still love you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Oh, Venezuela.
Oh.
Ah, hello. My name is Nick Constantine from Venezuela. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born. Using their ultra superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil.
Come aboard, wide-eyed travelers. We're about to take a trip to an exciting new destination called Spontaneanation. As president of Spontaneanation, let's say it's a country and I'm president, I welcome a special emissary from the world of entertainment every week. Folks like Colin Hanks, Caitlin Olson, and Michael Sheen. Then I join a troupe of indigenous Spontonians to improvise a whimsical tale for their, and more importantly, your amusement. Tales like this!
Do I look familiar to you at all? Forgive my accent. Now keep in mind, last time we met, I was also wearing white tie and tails and head fangs. Does that ring any bells?
Dick Cheney!
And it's all scored by Eben Schletter, the Earl of Pianos. Spontaneanation. No passport required. Just your funny bone. Have your funny bone removed. Tell the hospital to mail it to me and subscribe to the podcast. These procedures are all very simple now. Just do it.
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.